you have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes too when you donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.
I'm Austin Cross. Join me for LAist's new live event series with the James Beard Foundation. We Are Where We Eat will go behind the scenes of LA restaurants. The kickoff event is May 22nd. Tickets at LAist.com/events.
LAist Studios.
Today on the LA Report, a storm is bringing winter-like conditions to Southern California. Thunderstorms, possible flooding are also in the forecast for this Easter weekend. We'll tell you what the rain may mean for roads and homes vulnerable to landslide. The Dodgers are back, continuing a series against the St. Louis Cardinals. The season starts amid a scandal surrounding the highly awaited Shohei Ohtani. We check in with how fans are feeling. And later, it may not feel like spring today, but it is indeed the season when butterflies take flight. You can see hundreds of colorful species all in one place at the Natural History Museum's Butterfly Pavilion, like the big iridescent blue morpho.
I've seen it so many times and it still stops me in my tracks.
It's Saturday, March 30th. I'm Julia Paskin, and that's coming up on the weekend edition of the LA Report from LAist 89.3. But first, here's the latest news. LA is seeing another powerful storm as a cold front brings 3 inches of rain to the area. The mountains and foothills could see double that. The heaviest rain is expected this morning. It will be wet again tomorrow. Light rain is expected in the morning, with moderate rain expected between 12 and 6 p.m. LAist reporter McKenna Sievertson says officials are keeping an eye out for landslides.
Palos Verdes, Topanga Canyon, and other movement-prone areas could see even more sliding slopes. The National Weather Service says they are definitely concerned about these locations, and everyone needs to be prepared for that possibility. People are being warned to avoid vulnerable areas that have already seen landslides this winter, especially around mountain passes and canyons.
In Ventura County, an evacuation order has been issued for the unincorporated area of Santa Paula because of sliding soil. Staying with landslides, LAist Jacob Margolis has more on one of those problem areas.
So Topanga Canyon's been shut down since March 9th, and it's because there's been a landslide. Since then, Caltrans has used a drone, and they've actually spotted a gigantic crack above the initial slide, kind of waiting to take off. So right now, they can't do anything about it until things dry out.
Well, the Dodgers beat the St. Louis Cardinals 6-3 in last night's game, their second win in a 4-game series. The season began just days after Shohei Ohtani spoke to the media about the gambling scandal he's been embroiled in. LAist's Josie Huang was out talking with Dodger fans, like fan Joe Webb from Rancho Cucamonga. He says he's sure the Japanese superstar has nothing to do with any of the allegations.
I don't think he does. The guy's got no poker face. He can't lie to the media.
How do you know he doesn't have a poker face?
Everything he shows, he just giggles on it.
And here's fan Jennifer Herzog, who says she's blocking out all of the noise over number 17's off-the-field drama.
We want to give him the benefit of the doubt and, you know, just let it run its course. And obviously, whatever happens, it's not going to affect our love for Dodger baseball. And we definitely don't want it to affect his career here.
Barring any rainouts, the Dodgers host the Cardinals today at 6:10. And Nancy Valverde, a trailblazing Chicana lesbian and gender nonconformist, died at her Hollywood home on Monday. LAist's Caitlin Hernandez explains her prominent role in LA's queer history.
Valverde, who grew up in Lincoln Heights, had a strong affinity toward a masculine appearance. In the 50s, she became known for wearing pants and having short hair. That wound her up in jail for violating LA's cross-dressing ban, which targeted drag queens, trans people, and butch lesbians like herself. She's credited with helping overturn that law because she and a library clerk found a ruling that proved women wearing men's clothing wasn't a crime. The city of LA dedicated a downtown intersection in her honor last year. She was 92. For LAist 89.3, I'm Caitlin Hernandez.
You can learn more about Valverde's life and how you can pay your respects at LAist.com. More after this break.
Support
for LAist comes from Latino Theater Company at the Los Angeles Theater Center presenting American Mariachi by Jose Cruz Gonzalez. It's the 1970s and women can't be mariachis. Or can they? American Mariachi is a feel-good comedy about familia, amor, and tradición that will send your heart soaring and put a bounce in your step with a wave of vibrant, infectious live music. On stage through June 9th, tickets and information at latinotheaterco.org.
Support for LAist comes from the Norton Simon Museum, presenting I Saw It, Francisco de Goya, Printmaker. This fascinating exhibition features all four of the Spanish artist's major print series in their entirety for the first time on the West Coast. With over 200 prints on view, this exhibition offers insight into the artist's creative process and the full range of his expressive capacity. Now on view. More information at nortonsimon.org.
The annual Butterfly Pavilion has returned to the Natural History Museum, and that means you can see hundreds of butterflies from local to tropical species, a flight in one place. Entomologist Lisa Gonzalez is Program Manager of Invertebrate Living Collections at the museum and joins us for more. Lisa, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Can you describe what the pavilion looks like and what kind of environment you have to create for dozens of different kinds of butterflies to live there?
So you'll be walking into an outdoor but enclosed structure. We plant a wide variety of plants in there for all the different species that you may see when you come in. It's a different experience every time you come in because we have different species that come in from our suppliers each week. So we have a lot of California natives ranging to other plants that are just great nectar sources for butterflies that come from far away as Belize and Costa Rica.
Can you give us examples of maybe a couple of Southern California native butterflies that you might see there?
Yeah, so we have about 10 different species of California natives that we may have in the pavilion at any given time. Typically, when visitors come in, the more common natives that you'll see are things like buckeye butterflies, monarch butterflies. We recently released some queen butterflies, which are very similar in coloration to monarch butterflies. We also have things like morning cloaks. We just recently planted a willow tree in there, so we're hoping that the morning cloaks are going to start laying their eggs. So people are not only going to see adult butterflies, but a little bit later on in the season, they'll start to see caterpillars as well.
And you also have some butterflies that are not from this area. Do you have any favorites?
I get asked this question. I feel bad answering because I don't want the other butterflies to hear. But I think everybody has their favorites. I'm really partial to the blue morphos. I just love the coloration. I love their size and I love their behavior. They're really active during the day. They chase each other around and they're just so spectacular when you see them coming down the path. It's just, I've seen it so many times and it still stops me in my tracks.
You mentioned their size. Are they bigger butterflies?
Yeah, they're one of the largest species that we have out there. So the morphos, about as big as your hand, the wingspan. But we also have a new species that we just started getting them last year, and that's an owl butterfly, also from Central America. And they're even a little bit bigger than the morphos. So we do have some really large species that are out there.
Where do they come from?
We have four different vendors or different suppliers, and they send us the stage that's in between the caterpillar and the adult stage. So we're actually getting them in the stage that's called the chrysalis stage, what some people would refer to as the cocoon, but it's actually like a naked cocoon. They don't wrap themselves in silk. So it's just sort of a bare in-between stage that we call the chrysalis. That comes in the mail. And from there, we wait for them to emerge. They emerge inside the museum in a special room, and then we hand carry them out to the pavilion.
So I don't usually associate museums with showcasing live animals. It's maybe because the Natural History Museum that I grew up with had like all of these stuffed dioramas of animals that were not alive. So I'm wondering why it's important to invest in showcasing these creatures outside of just like a display case.
So I think that there is an emotional impact that people get from experiencing something that's still living. And this is not to say that the dioramas and the specimens and the bones that we have are not also impactful. That is, like you said, what makes Natural History Museum so special. But having a combination of living animals as well with our living collections, which ranges from things the size of a large snake to mammals, to we have a bird, we have an owl, all the way down to things like our butterflies and our insects. When people come in and they have a chance to actually touch something or see something that's moving, it just adds another dimension to how people are responding listening to the information that we're here to share with the public.
That's Lisa Gonzalez, Program Manager of Invertebrate Living Collections at the Natural History Museum at Exposition Park. The Butterfly Pavilion is open through August 25th, though reservations are required. Lisa, thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
Thanks for listening to the weekend edition of the LA Report. The Weekend LA Report is hosted by me, Julia Paskin, and produced by Monica Bushman and Kevin Tidmarsh. Our engineer is Sean Corey Campbell. The podcast is edited by Fiona Ng. Catherine Mailhouse is the Director of Content Development, and our Vice President of Podcasts is Shayna Naomi Crockmall. Join us back here tomorrow. You can read more at LAist.com and listen live on the LAist app or on the radio at 89.3 FM. Listeners like you help make the LA Report possible. Please donate at laist.com/join. This podcast is supported by Gordon and Donna Crawford, who believe quality journalism makes Southern California a better place to live.
The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at laist.com/sweeps.